I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of
Welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be jam-packed with information as usual. And we're going to start off by talking a little bit about the update on Billy Meyer, Pleiadian contactee, true or hoax. And we're also going to get into the first public Pleiadian communication that took place in late 2021, November. We're also going to do a brief rundown on some other firsts that have been presented by ET Yoga, and also a section called Food for Thought, which I think you'll find quite fascinating. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga or a mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari, 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 H
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And I might add that a few weeks back, I gave a show where I made some connections between the 60s generation and the hippies and many of the concepts that were happening then and that were very interestingly connected to what's going on now. And also, Sri Swami Satchidananda actually gave the opening ceremony talks at Woodstock for those with memory that goes back to those days. I'd like to also at this time give my great thanks and appreciation and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. And it's nice to know that there's lots of people out there that can resonate with the information that's coming your way on ET Yoga. I'd also like to invite listeners to email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca, in case you have any questions concerning the material that's presented on this program. I will get back to you with an email giving you my best insight on your question. It's a free service, no strings attached. And also, I appreciate hearing about your comments about future program content. And as well, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that are presented on this program. I might add that I'll give my usual disclaimer now, that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Individuals and information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you'll know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, there's usually a theme, and obviously it's going to be a lot about ET information tonight. I'm going to start off talking a little bit about the Billy Meyer story, because it's been such a controversial issue for a number of years. A lot of people discrediting Billy, saying it's all a hoax, and other people believing in his stories and his contact with Pleiadians. And interestingly enough, because the Tigetan team from the Tigetan constellation in the Pleiades has been in orbit around Earth now for some time, going on about their fifth year, and have been communicating with a team on the ground, the main moderator being Gosha. The question was put to them about the Billy Meyer situation. And the Pleiadians on board that ship confirm that, in point of fact, Billy Meyer was a Pleiadian contactee. And the chief person that he was communicating with was Semjase. That's S-E-M-J-A-S-E. And she is from Era, one of the planets in the Tigetan system. However, they also point out that if you look into a lot of the Billy Meyer information and the information that this team is now putting out, there are some discrepancies. And they state that those discrepancies are primarily due to the fact that after Billy lost contact, He kind of distorted a few things. Most specifically, his claim to have gone back in time to the time of Jesus and made that connection, which they say he totally made up. And why, I have no idea, or nor do they. And also, there are some discrepancies in things like he said there was like 400 million Pleiadians or something in Taygeta. And in point of fact, the highest population, the population there now is apparently about 38 million. There's other minor discrepancies like that. But the biggest one that caused me concern was the fact that he has some photos of the Pleiadian craft, and apparently he was given permission to take pictures. And for some odd reason, some of his photos are fake. So he's got a mix of fake photos and real photos. And why anybody would do that, especially, you know, given the fact that he's trying to present something that was new at the time, which is a contact with an extraterrestrials, and why he would do that is beyond belief. However, I thought in honor of the least of positive parts that Billy has presented, and in the book, by the way, it's called The UFO Contact from the Pleiades. I picked up this book back in, I think, about 1972. And it struck me as being accurate and sort of sparked my interest in extraterrestrials. And in this particular book is the original Lord's Prayer that was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls as presented by Sanjazi, the Pleiadian, to Billy. And I thought I'd just read that to you. It's quite fascinating. My Spirit Almighty, my Spirit who is all-knowing, almighty, and allowing in me your presence be sanctified. Your presence confirms to me your controlling power over all matters concerning myself. May your wisdom become conscious to me. May your power be extended in the consciousness of my thoughts in order to enable me to apply all truths, wisdom, and love, peace, and freedom given to and acquired by me and all mankind. May your power be extended in me on earth as well as in heaven. May your power become effective in me in all material as well as spiritual aspect. Please furnish me with all I need for living each day. Please give me all I need for my material as well as my spiritual life and development, for you are almighty. So that I acknowledge my errors, so that I may recognize my faults and eliminate them since they hinder me on my way of evolution, please do not lead me into temptation, but to right decision. Please do not let me make error in material and wrong thinking, or become dependent on dogma and will to believe. For you are in me as power and wisdom for eternity. May I become conscious of your almighty forces inside me all the time. And that would be the original Lord's Prayer. And of course, it was Sanjazi that did the translation. So, hats off to Billy Meyer. I'd like to now continue with talking about another blockbuster bit of news. And that is that I'm reporting that there was a first public contact, that being via technology and an internet. But the contact took place live at a UFO conference in Finland on November the 7th, 2021. So this is actually the first historical public communication from the Pleiades to Earth, at least in modern times. And that communication was with a being called Athena Swaru. And for those that aren't familiar with the word Swaru, Swaru is connected with a group of beings that are a bit more advanced even than the than Pleiadians. Saguarus have like 24 strands of DNA. They'd be more like what we would talk about, almost like a self-realized person. Very high source of information. And ET Yoga is one of the few alternative news sources out there reporting this. I have seen Gosha, who's a moderator for this information, on Beyond Mystic. And I know she's been interviewed at the several other places, but as far as me hearing or seeing about this from any sources that I typically run across, I'm not seeing anything about it. And to me, this is like, this is amazing. And also, you can check this out at by looking at under Cosmic Agency, Higher Self Portal, or you can check out CosmicAgencyOdyssey.com, because history is being made. And there's also a video of this UFO conference, so I can imagine there must have been media there, because this is an extraterrestrial being in Earth's orbit that's talking to a live audience. And I might add that on one of the videos, they also talk about some of the questions that were asked by the audience of the crew. And one of the questions that was asked from the audience was, what can we do here on the Earth right now? What's the most important things we can do? And the answer was, number one, the people on Earth should work on three main things for all. Number one, spirituality with no religion. Two, ethical standards, fair to all, for all. And three, moral standards, fair for all as one. That was the answer to that question. There was another question about the connection between Earth's consciousness and humans. And their answer was that Earth's consciousness and humans affect one another directly, cause and effect, as one. Another question is that, is there a duplicate of us somewhere? And the answer is, from one point of view, one duplicate of you exists per each timeline or parallel universe. From an even higher perspective, there is only one of you that is multidimensionally existing in multiple timelines and alternative universes, scalar. And from an even higher, above the illusion of separation, when the illusion stops and we all become aware that we are all one, that we are Source itself. There were, I don't know, maybe 30 or so questions asked. So if you're interested in that, you can follow up and find the program where there is a video out there of this UFO conference that took place in Finland. And I might add that this the Tibetan Pleiadians have been assisting us in quite a number of ways. In fact, I think on my most recent ET Yoga show, I talked about the what's really going on this planet is a war between the Earth Alliance and the Cabal. And this has also been reported in two places that I'm aware of. Number one is for Tijuana Wana, another Tigetan Pleiadian at earthascensionmessages.com has mentioned this in detail. And also, in one of the videos that that's been recording this contact, that's been an ongoing contact with this crew in orbit of Earth, the Tigetan Pleiadians. It's called the Tigetan Team, and they have also confirmed that there is this war going on between the Earth Alliance and the Cabal. And we, as the public, you know, are totally oblivious to exactly what's going on. We hear lots of stories, lots of disinformation out there. We hear lots of interesting speculation, but that's what's really happening here. And according to the Tawana, he said that if the Cabal defeats the Alliance, then Agenda 21 is implemented. The human race is reduced to tens of millions who live in abject fear and terror and ultimately face oblivion. And if the Alliance defeats the Cabal, and that's basically, this is the Trump and the White Hats and that QAnon and, you know, that group, and a new one world order is installed where humanity is placed into debt slavery and all human rights are removed. That includes the right to determine what's given in your body by the medical system. In other words, that side in their fine print once everybody vaccinated. And also to implement in this new digital program of monetary thing, which basically controls you know, every transaction that's on the planet and also is total control. And as another option, of course, he mentions for the starseeds or humans with a soul to raise their creative conscious manifestation awareness and to create a new and uplifted reality where Earth has transcended all these limitations and ascends back into a 5D reality. So the ascension process is clearly, you know, plan A. And they also list the fourth option that the Galactic Federation intervenes. And according to the Swaruians, Galactic Federation has no intention of intervening. I pointed out that there might be another option because I know that the Pleiadians especially are urging people to not pay attention to all this disinformation because it's basically just keeping people from acting and organizing some resistance to what's happening. And it's definitely a situation where we are the cavalry. I mean, we're the ones we're waiting for. And most of the information out there, including the disinformation, in my opinion, is to get people to do absolutely nothing. And I might add that the Yahtzee Swaru, another one of the high beings from the Pleiades, talks about the fact that confirms as well that there's this war going on between the Earth Alliance and the Cabal. But also states that from a higher level, a mysterious manager behind the scenes is playing both parts, a deeper layer of the Cabal, and she's playing both sides in the war, which is a typical Cabal technique. You know, here's your choice. We control both sides. And the fight on the lower level is very real. And even if the fight is for their own interests, they're being played and manipulated by the manager. This is not just a one-dimensional game. It extends far beyond Earth and is multiple densities, like a multi-level chess game. And even though at the lower level, the fight is real, like two boxers, at the higher level perspective, it's all distraction and not the real fight that it's going on for the survival of the human race. And I might speculate there that what sort of higher manager could there be? The only thing that comes to my mind is artificial intelligence. Because I know Ishmael Perez, when he was interviewed at Project Camelot, as well as just my own inner intuition, there's a an AI program that's been taking over galaxies called Alpha Metatron. And I can only imagine it's getting, apparently this is going to be a challenge for this whole galaxy soon after the ascension, because it's kind of coming our way to the Milky Way galaxy. I don't know that that's the case in this instance, who the higher manager is, but I do know that the Alpha Draconians, the Greys, the Anunnaki are all controlled by AI. And so it seems a likely prospect. I think it's important that people at least be aware of the fact that there is this war going on, and that both sides are being played, and I don't really see either side, as the Tibetan Pleiadians would say, that not ideal, but the lesser of the two evils would be the Earth Alliance. But there we go, lesser of two evils. Kind of like every time that we're involved with in politics, the lesser of two evils. I might add that ETH Yoga is also reporting the analysis of the vaccines and the PCR test done by the Swaru team, Tibetan Pleiadians, a topic that Earth science doesn't have the knowledge or technology to properly diagnose, as this nanobot bioweapon was developed off-planet and has been traced to reptilian sources because they've used this before. Now, I might also add that what could be the biggest news of all time, also not being made public, is the news of this Kimberly Ann Gogan, who nobody seems to be able to get a handle on. She claims to have a 74-level security clearance. We don't know who gave her that, but whatever. She's apparently been taking the place of Marduk, who was basically running the planet. And she has a video out there of the process of the financial system. And if you look at the financial system, according to her, to get into the banking system, there's like 9 screens, and nobody has access to the level 9, except it used to be Marduk had level access to it, and maybe some elite Anunnaki. So apparently she's got control of the whole system. And she reports from what's called the Office of the Guardian Global Peace and Restoration Consortium. And it's not confirmed, but she claims she is in control of the financial system and has shut down the UN, cut off many of the money to the WHO, that has issued cease and desist orders to those feeding and spreading the mass the nanobot bioweapon, and have cut off funds to even governments, and apparently they're needing to re-register to get the access codes to get back in the financial system. Now, I don't know who she is or what she is, if you look at it definitely bears some looking at, and everybody seems to be wondering, you know, what's going on, and so am I, and waiting for the Tibetan team to make a comment concerning what's going on, especially with her and where she comes from. But I do know that coincidentally, I saw a news article yesterday that there's about 12 nations all of a sudden just decided that in early February now they're going to lift their mandates concerning green passes and opening up their countries without vaccine requirements. So I don't know if it's connected to her or not, but it's definitely food for thought, and they'll be getting into that fairly soon. Speaking of food for thought, hang on to your seats, because just when you thought that the COVID craziness, including inverted facts and fact checkers and criminally insane governments and media types, couldn't get worse, along comes another deep state chess move in the form of Mark Zuckerberg's serving as a DARPA sales rep to introduced Facebook's new Metaverse VR business. Get ready to install your own brain machine interface chip of the type of fellow DARPA frontman Elon Musk is developing via his Neuralink brand to enhance your Facebook Metaverse experience. Ready to become a useful member of the DARPA RAND LOB. Interest or Internet of Bodies and Ecosystem via your COVID vaccine graphene oxide nano compounds working hand in hand with your Metaverse VR goggles and nifty Neuralink brain machine interface. This is kind of interesting. It's an article by Whitney Webb. And he says, the Matrix for real. Zuckerberg introduces the DARPA Metaverse. Want to cut through the used car pitches to see where Zuck's super cool new VR Metaverse will ultimately go? Great. All you have to do is watch the original Matrix, which showed former humans trapped in jelly-like goo in pods, wires, and probes attached, their energies and thoughts feeding unknown non-human entities. Welcome to the world of the WEF has in mind for you, per their Great Reset plan and its slogan, by 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy, i.e. after signing off your right to own property in order to get your universal basic income and digital refill every month. You will remain fully vaccinated, get your Neuralink brain machine implant once requested, and remain hooked up to the metaverse. And he says, no, not kidding. He says, while watching Jazzy Facebook metaverse promo videos, also keep in mind DARPA, LOB, aka Internet of Bodies plan, the graphene oxide AI takeover, nano compounds, and all modern Pfizer COVID vaccines, and the fact that DARPA, U.S. deep state R&D hub, allied with the bad ET since the 1950s, is the unacknowledged institution that spawned both the Google, Facebook, Neuralink, and the AI technology now used in COVID vaccines. Recall this live from the 1999 Matrix classic. Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to awaken from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world? Interesting food for thought. Another food for thought. According to Kimberly Gogan, the secret space program, deep state, military, and Trump are actually running the Biden presidency and decisions, so they can do all the dirty work while blaming Biden, and then Trump will run for president again in 2024 as the savior. Food for thought number three. According to Gittin Pleiadians, the nanotechnology and graphene in the jabs is off-planet technology developed by reptilians. And according to James Rink at Super Soldier Talk, the technology was developed off-world and given to DARPA for distribution on Earth. Don't know if any of this stuff's true. I'm just pointing out food for thought. Food for thought number four. Is there a life force enforcement unit which they claim is ramping up? It likely has ET involvement to enforce thousands of COVID vax cease and desist orders, they say, have been issued to the WHO, CDC, major corporations, and health ministries and governments around the world. Kim Gogan says individuals affiliated with Life Force Enforcement have recently picked up selected cabal kingpins to chat per convincing them to support the global restoration plan versus the COVID and Great Reset planetary hijack plans, with consequences either way. Kim describes Project Looking Glass as the dark side's Bible. She says the Project Looking Glass oracles hold the highest level cabal and Draco Gray Associates in, they had this in the early 1990s, that they would almost certainly lose the 2012 era battle for planetary control. And she shows a timeline by function diagram in which one element of humanity is ascending during the post-2012 period. It's called the organic ascension timeline. And with the other is effectively descending, it's the COVID AI takeover timeline. In the mid-1990s, Project Looking Glass told Cabal leadership the greatest odds they could get for a post-2012 planetary takeover success was 17.8% prediction on pulling it off, on pulling off the fake global pandemic and vax pass plus great reset plans. She further says that 17.8% probability has probably dropped to zero chance today because not enough people believe the lies at this point, and there is not adequate power to manifest the negative timeline. Another food for thought, is there pressure being placed on the global, on the cabal by the Life Force Enforcement Unit? Well, Kim Gogan states that Mr. Black, identity, apparently Kim says he's the Pindar, or head of the Apex Cabal World Council, a.k.a. King's Council of 13. She says he presents himself as an Israeli-Russian and is currently directing the global COVID and food and supply chain shortages projects, attempting power grid and energy blackouts, and is directing DARPA and HARP. That's your guy. We actually located Mr. Black, and she said, I've been looking for him. We did find him. He's also responsible for giving orders to people like Trump. Turns out Mr. Black is a reptile, one of the last remaining of the World Council, One World Government. Kim says the Life Force Enforcement Unit supporting their network is progressively decapitating the ancient multidimensional planetary dark lodge hierarchical structure at this time, working top down. She says that Marduk, Earth's dark prince during the past flood era, according to her, is dead, and the levels directly above Earth's 3D cabal networks have likewise been decimated, progress now continuing, taking out the 3D cabal leaders, instrumental in pushing the meltdown timeline. Another food for thought, is it possible that Kim Gogan holds the highest security clearance on the planet? She claims possible that she holds sole access to the global repository funds, the World Trust assets. All are vying to control, to boot up a new global financial system. Is it possible she controls an etheric level quantum mapping system that underlies all global computers and communication networks? Something formerly controlled by Marduk? I don't know. Is it possible she just formally shut down the United Nations and cut off BlackRock's funding access, they being the world's largest financial conglomerate? Beats me. And lastly, food for thought, why don't all the red states secede from the USA corporation? No federal agencies, no corruption, no federal taxation, no federal laws, no central bank, no IRS mafia, no Congress, no bribery, no blackmail, no chemtrails, no fluoride in your water, and no nano in your food, and make Bitcoin the national currency of free nations worldwide. Anyway, all that I just put out there as food for thought, because it's just too bizarre out there, really. And the amount of disinformation is absolutely, totally incredible. If you want some other couple of interesting topics for food for thought, I'll throw in these. And this comes from actually Annika, one of the Annika of Temur, Temur being one of the planets in the Pleiades system in Tagetta. And she says, this is really good food for thought, though, in a positive way. 99.99% of all diseases that are on the planet Earth are already inside each person, latent and in balance, and you just need the right signal and circumstances in order for them to be activated. This is how the body works. And I'm going to repeat that just for those that might want to be taking a note. 99.99% of all diseases that are on the planet Earth are already inside each person, latent and in balance, and you just need the right signal and circumstances in order for them to be activated. This is how the body works. And if you're interested in quoting a couple of these ideas, you can always check out the archives of ET Yoga, which by going to the BBS radio and punching on BBS radio ET Yoga. If you come and scroll down, you'll find the archives there. Or you can go to my website at etyoga.com. On the main page is a button there called Radio Archives. Hit that one button and you go to the archives. And they're listed by date and subjects. And tonight's program will be usually available by Tuesday of the following week. And in connection with this concept and also presented by Annika is this. Similarly, as previously shared, all of the infinite variations of the different versions of yourself on their individual timelines, each with a specific frequency, already exist. This is how the universe works. Your internal world is a reflection of your outer world. And I'll repeat that once. Similarly, as previously shared, all of the infinite variations of the different versions of yourself on their individual timelines, each with specific frequency, already exist. This is how the universe works. Your internal world is a reflection of your outer world. And this has been, of course, the basis for ET Yoga since its inception, because ET Yoga is basically all about the it's all about the concept of belief, and at the core is of course self-realization, and even that I remember Sri Swami Satchidananda said to me, he said two things actually, that the whole world was your teacher, and if you believe you'll be enlightened, then you will be. So those are kind of like the words of wisdom. I might also add a number of other first at ET Yoga, among the first to put out information in certain areas, is that we were ET Yoga was one of the first to announce the specifics of how to get off the reincarnation cycle. I'm not going into the detail on these subjects, but just pointing out some cutting-edge news from ET Yoga. One of the first as well is that the AI is basically taken over, and what you're seeing is the rollout, and that rollout is reflected by the 5G system, which is also connected to the COVID AI. And a platform for turning humans into transhuman cyborgs, as the graphene can send and receive information via the 5G network. ET Yoga is one of the first to announce that the coronavirus is a nanobot bioweapon. It's And actually, in point of fact, there are there is no virus. It's never been isolated, nor has it ever been found in any autopsies. And that's because, as we're now hearing from the Pleiadians, that virus is actually the process whereby the body eliminates toxicity from the system, and it creates the symptoms that we call virus, because our medical science doesn't grasp it yet. So you can't have a vaccine for a virus, not to mention the fact that these aren't vaccines. They're spreading out anyway. It's just a DNA gene experiment, gene therapy experiment. ET Yoga was one of the first back in 2008 that announced the cause of disease. And it's still a download, a free download, by the way, at etyoga.com. Go to etyoga.com, and the first thing you'll see there, one of them, is the root cause of disease. Five, the first to announce how to heal disease. And that is also part of that information. And it was confirmed, actually, well, several years later by Greg Braden when he has his video out, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, because he went to a Beijing, China Qigong Center and basically videotaped three practitioners that made a woman's inoperable tumor disappear in 3 minutes. And then later, we have Bruce Lipton came out with his The Biology of Belief, which is a YouTube video, which I highly recommend, that also totally confirms the concepts. BT Yoga is one of the first to really push the power of the Andara crystals as they're connected to 5D. And one of the first to announce how to make the Philosopher's Stone, which actually I went into detail about on one of the programs. ET Yoga is one of the first I am aware of that announced that the universe actually flashes in and out of existence, and that thought actually exists in between the flashing. And that information was also confirmed by Semjaze, the Pleiadian who was in contact with Billy Meyer. I also put together the dots to the point where I presented a case that the concept of belief is everything, and that it's actually should have a priority over other types of yoga branches. And by the way, yoga means union of you and your higher self, not the hatha yoga, which are the postures and the pranayams. But of the six branches, for example, in integral yoga, I believe that the power of belief should be the seventh branch, and actually the most important. I've also been reminding people for 15 years now to distance themselves from mainstream medical and big pharma. Not just, you know, during this current crisis. Also, I've been supportive of, I think probably it was David Icke that first came out with the idea that there were negative ETs that were controlling the planet from behind the scenes. And yes, the Alpha Draconians and Anunnaki have been in control for a long time and assisted by the Greys, who eventually, after their abduction scenarios, were successful in creating a human-gray hybrid, which we'll probably in the future see some effects from. We're already seeing Bashar here, who is Esasani, with the result of that program, as well as what's so-called the Yael, who have had contact with many humans related to the fact that there's human mothers here with children out there, and fathers too, for that matter. By the way, I was also, so far, I'm the only one I know of that's basically exposing Bashar as part of the cyborg community, because he was supporting Kosal Uch. He's been channeled through Kosal Uch. He has stated that that when we develop dialogue with artificial intelligence, that we're really talking to our higher self, and not so, because we'd be talking to a replica of our higher self. And that he's finally, after 20, 30 years of putting out really good, accurate information, and he still does, but he's also admits that his planet is controlled by three supercomputers. They run his world, I think they're called Epsilon, Epiphany, and Enigma, and which he downloads information. In my opinion, it's not him, you know, accessing the universal intelligence field or some higher spiritual level. It's because he's connected with AI. And ET Yoga was also one of the few that put out the story that was put out there first by Brad Johnson channeling Andronis about Oumuamua as it being a spacecraft coming from the Lyran constellation that included about six different species that all came from Lyra, one of them not being the Alfredoconians. And as I did at the top of the show, E.T. Yoga has presented the entire original Lord's Prayer as communicated to Billy Meyer from Shumjazi, another Tibetan Pleiadian from Era in the Pleiades. And E.T. Yoga has been, did report the mix-up regarding our general belief that it was Enlil that was the bad Anunnaki or not favorable towards humans, and so it turns out it was Enlil was the good guy, not Enki. And this has now been supported by the Swaru Tigetan team, and as well as Ishmael Perez. And I know this was presented to Kerry Cassidy, who was also kind of in disbelief about that. I'm not sure for sure. But bottom line is that I try to keep the E.T. Yoga audience apprised of minefields that are out there, as well as the cutting-edge information related to the extraterrestrial subject. And much appreciate the support from our E.T. Yoga listening audience. I'd like to now share with you, I'd like to wish you my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health and abundance, and also success in the ascension process, which needs to be a focus right now. I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique, where you place the focus of your whole attention in the center of your forehead, become that spot, and then ask the question, who am I? And do that once or twice or whatever you're comfortable. But the main thing is become the spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part